I'm going to ask our young people, but all of us, an important question. And there's a quote from the book of Psalms that it's actually a question that comes from the book of Psalms, and it serves as the title of this sermon. And the title is, "What return can I ever make to the Lord for all the good that He's done for me?" And we'll see that the book of Psalms gives an answer in a moment. But what return? In other words, how can I ever really thank God for all the good things that He's done for me? How many of you know that God's been good to you? God has blessed us in countless ways. Now, I do know that there's some folks in the church that are kind of waiting on God right now for a blessing. And there's sometimes a mystery to God's goodness. Sometimes we don't always get what we want, do we? Sometimes God delays. Sometimes we wonder why we have to go through a period of trouble. But in the end, God's up to something good. God's just been too good. And so we have to keep asking, how can I ever really thank the Lord for all the good He's done for me? We really can't just, what could we ever really do? And the Bible gives an answer. But before we get to the answer, let's wrestle with the question for a minute. You know, one of the reasons it's hard to really thank God for all the blessings that we have is that we don't even know 95% of what He does for us. I mean, do you know all the hidden things God is doing right now just to sustain your body? All those processes and cells and parts of cells and molecules and atoms and parts of atoms, and God's holding it all together so that every part of your body is working. Every part of you is this necessary to keep you in existence, and not just in your body, but the whole world. You know, God is holding everything together so that it all doesn't just collapse and fall into ruin. All the things that God is doing, even right now, we don't even have any idea. And so if you don't even know all the things He's doing, how can you really give proper thanks? If I had to count all the blessings, Lord, the whole world wouldn't be enough to contain them. I'd spend all my life just trying to count all the ways You've blessed me and all the ways You've taken care of me. How many of you know that God does a lot of good stuff for us and we don't even know about it to thank Him, and He still does it? Now, young people, I want you to know your parents do some things for you that you don't know about either. A lot of blessings that come, a lot of things to be grateful for. And we do struggle a lot to be grateful. You know, it's part of our sinful nature. Hopefully we have a good nature, but we also have a part of us that's sinful, that's hurt by sin. And we tend to be negative. You know, every day, 10 trillion things go right, and one or two things go wrong, and right? We all get all upset about the one or two things or the half a dozen things that go wrong, and all the things that went right, we just don't pay any attention to it. Now, I don't know if you young people know this or not, but first of all, you need to give thanks that you live in the United States of America. That's right. This land is not a perfect land, but I want you to know something. We got some resources going on. We have such abundance in this country. We have abundance of wonderful, good weather. We have an abundance of land and crops and food. And we have so much. We have paved streets, and we have a stable government, and we have electricity and running water and air conditioning. And, well, I don't know if you know, but there are places in the world where all these things are not in abundance. There's places in the world where people don't have enough food, and they don't have stable governments, and there's violence in the streets. You're afraid even to go outside because the government doesn't keep the police force going, and people just go through and commit crimes, and you have no recourse. And There's places in the world where there's a lot more corruption and problems, and the streets aren't paved, and electricity and food is not available in abundance, and you can't, you know, you can go to the store and find not just one or two kinds of vegetables, but probably 100 types of vegetables in all different formats. Are you aware of how comfortably we live? Someone say, thank you, Lord. And Lord, help me to be generous, because Lord, I got it going on. I live here in a country that's rich and blessed. Help me, Lord, to just learn to be more generous with those who don't have as much. How many of you know we had a hot summer? But you know something, young people? You don't know the half of it. Some of the older folks in this church will tell you a time when there wasn't any air conditioning. When I was a kid, we only had air conditioning in two rooms in my house. We had a window unit in the den, and my parents had a window unit in their bedroom, and the rest of us were like... We live very well today. Most people today have air conditioning. Can you imagine coming into this church all summer long and there was no air conditioning? There really wasn't a lot of air conditioning in buildings until the 1950s and through the 60s. You know, people would come to church here or St. Cyprian, and there wasn't air conditioning. You just sat there and... You say, well, the sermon wasn't as long in those days, was it? You'd be surprised. I want to just say to you, you have a lot to be thankful for, don't you? There are some other children in the world today who are wondering if they're going to have any food for dinner. And a lot of you were worrying if you can remember where you put your iPod. What we have to worry about isn't that important. There are other people who have to worry about things that are much more important. Just understand something. You got to say thank you to God. God's been mighty good. I didn't say your life was perfect. I didn't say that we don't have struggles. But we've got a lot of good things, a lot of good things to be grateful for. Amen? Amen? So here we come to the question again. How can I ever really thank God for all the good things He does for me, most of which I don't even know about? And He does them anyway. And the psalm that I quoted just now in the question gives the answer. What return can I ever make to the Lord for all the good that He's done for me? I'm going to go right now, and I'm going to get the answer that the psalm tells us. The psalm goes like this: what return can I ever make to God? How can I ever really thank God for all the good things He's done for me? The cup of salvation I will raise up, and I'll call on the name of the Lord. If you want to thank God properly, you're in the right place. God has told us how we can thank Him. And the people in the Old Testament may not have fully understood what it meant to lift up the cup of salvation. But you and I do, because Jesus taught us. In a few, 20 minutes or so, I'm going to be standing at this altar. And I'll be saying a prayer. It's called the Eucharistic Prayer. And the word Eucharist in Greek means to give thanks. That's what the word Eucharist means. It means it's a prayer of thanksgiving. And at a certain point, I'll say the prayer over the bread, and I'll lift up the bread. And then I'll say the prayer over the cup. And I'll lift up the cup of salvation. The Lord is teaching us something very important, even in the Old Testament, that one of the ways, the answer to the question, how can I ever really give thanks to God, is right here in the Mass. The best way to give thanks to God is to come to Mass. And you know why? I'll tell you why. Because, you know, by yourself, you cannot, someone say, you cannot give thanks to God adequately. You cannot. By myself, I could never really thank God properly. But you know who can? Jesus can thank his Father properly. Jesus came to become one of us so that somebody could finally give thanks to God in the way God deserves. And in a few moments, Jesus is going to stand at this altar. Now, he'll use my body and my voice and my hands, but I want you to know something, young people, and older ones too. It's not Monsignor Pope really standing here. He's using my body, but it's really Jesus, and Jesus can offer proper thanks. Jesus offers up the cup. He lifts up the cup, and it's filled with his own blood. With his own blood. Because the perfect thanks that Jesus gave to his Father was to obey him and to die and rise for you and me. Only Jesus can give perfect thanks to the Father. And he called you and me here this morning so that we could join him in this great act of thanksgiving to his Father and join our thanks to his thanks. And guess what? Then God is properly thanked. Are you praying with me? By myself, I can't thank him enough. But with Jesus, now I stand a chance, right? Jesus gives the perfect act of praise and worship and thanks to his Father in every Holy Mass. Now, the gospel today is saying the same thing. You remember the gospel. The gospel is about 10 people who had leprosy, and they cried out for help, and one of them came back and they thanked Jesus. Only one. We'll get to that in a minute. And he thanked the Lord. And the Lord said, you know, it's important to give thanks. How many of you know that it's important to say thank you? When you receive a blessing, you ought to say thank you. And the gospel today didn't mention the cup of salvation, but it did mention the Mass. You say, where did it mention the Mass? I want you to know something, young people and older ones as well. Today's gospel was a Mass. All the elements of the Mass were in the gospel today. It's all there. Follow with me now. The first thing we notice in the gospel is that there were 10 lepers. The beginning of every Mass, we lepers gather. Did he call me a leper? I called you a leper. And I'm with you. Amen. We are lepers because leprosy in the Bible is a symbol for sin. And sin, like leprosy, disfigures us. And sin, not only are we disfigured by sin, but we're contagious. Don't tell me that your sin isn't contagious. You and I, what we have, we give way to this thing and we draw other people into it. We infect other people. So we're a bunch of lepers. You might as well just say amen. Young people, just say, we lepers. We lepers. I can't hear you. We lepers. We have gathered, you see. We're here together. Just like those 10 lepers were gathered together, the beginning of every Mass, we gather together. We lepers, we come together. And guess what happens next? Jesus is passing on his way. Because the Bible says whenever two or three are gathered together, Jesus is there. Amen? So church, there was this gathering of lepers. And the next thing you notice, Jesus is passing through. In the Mass today, we were all gathered together, and one of you stood there and you said, hey, let's all stand up now. And let's welcome Jesus. And we sang a hymn. I just came to praise the Lord, right? And you know what happened? Jesus walked right down the aisle of this church. He used my body. See, I was walking up the aisle of this church. But you weren't worshiping or praising Father Pope. Of course you weren't. That would have been a sin, right? But as I came up this aisle, It wasn't really me. It was me, but Jesus was using my body. It's really Jesus who walked the aisle of this church. So the first thing we see is that there were 10 lepers who were gathered. At the beginning of every Mass, we lepers gather. The next thing you notice, Jesus is passing by. And so Jesus comes down the aisle of the church, and we all sing. And I have it on the best of authority that as Jesus was passing by, those lepers sang an old hymn. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, when while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Right? They were singing that song. And then they do something. Lepers are gathered. It's the beginning of every Mass. We gather. Jesus is passing by. And they notice Jesus. And they cry out, Jesus, have mercy, mercy. What did we do at the beginning of Mass? I stood up here and I said, Lord, have mercy. And what did you say? Lord, have mercy. So we cried out, just like those lepers, Lord, have mercy, mercy, Lord, mercy. We all brought our leprosy into this church. We all brought our struggles, our trials, and we saw Jesus passing by. And just like those lepers, we said, Lord, over here, mercy, mercy, mercy. Praise God. You start to see, this is a Mass that we're going. This gospel is a Mass. They gathered, we gathered. They were lepers, we're lepers. Jesus was passing by for them, Jesus passed by for us. They cried out, Lord, have mercy. We cry out, Lord, have mercy. And the next thing that happens is that Jesus quotes Scripture to them and applies it to them. He quotes from the Bible in Leviticus chapter 14, that's the book of the Bible. He says, go show yourself to the priest. That is a quote from Leviticus 14, that anyone who had leprosy should show themselves to the priest. And the priest would prescribe something for their healing, and then the priest would find out whether that healing was working. By the way, if you've got sins, go to confession. I had a good line today, though, praise God, all right? But you see, what he does is he quotes the Bible and applies it to their life. Isn't that what Jesus is doing right now? He's using my voice. He's using my wild flaying actions. But it's Jesus who's talking to you right now. And he's quoting Scripture, and he's applying it to your life. He's saying to you and to me, we need to be more grateful. And one of the ways we need to be more grateful is to take the cup of salvation, to come to Mass, to worship and praise with Him, the Father, and give perfect thanks. So Jesus is doing just like for those lepers. He quoted the Scripture and applied it to them. So for us, Jesus is quoting Scripture to us right now and applying it. Now, the text goes on to say that one of those lepers, realizing how he was being healed, ran back to Jesus, and he fell down on his knees at the feet of Jesus. In a few moments, what are you going to do? You're going to fall to your knees in these pews. And the Bible says in today's gospel that that leper fell to his knees and gave thanks to Jesus. Now listen carefully. When I'm standing up here praying, and remember, it's really Jesus who's here, okay? You got to see past me and understand it's Jesus here. You're going to fall to your knees, and you're going to give thanks. And you know what the priest, Jesus, is doing? He's saying something called the Eucharistic prayer, which means the prayer of thanksgiving. Together with Jesus, we are thanking the Father, the perfect act of thanksgiving. So, you again see the Mass, don't you? When we fall to our knees, and together with Jesus, that Eucharistic prayer, and what does Eucharist mean? To give thanks. We fall to our knees just like that leper, and we thank the Lord for what he's done for us. Are you praying with me? And then Jesus says to him at the very end of the gospel, he says, stand up and go. Your faith has been your salvation. And the deacon will say later on at the end of Mass today, hours from now, the deacon will say, stand up and go. Your faith has been your salvation. He'll say, the Mass has ended. Go in peace. Now, why am I going through this with you? Because I want you to know something, first of all, young people, and older ones as well. What we do at Mass isn't just something we made up. Oh, let's just put a table here, and let's take a cup, and let's just bring out some bread. I don't know. Let's just make it up. That's not how it works. We received this great act of thanksgiving from God himself. And God teaches us that the Mass is the proper way to give thanks. Now, young people, repeat with me, please. What return can I ever make to God for all the good he has done for me? The cup of salvation I will take up, and I will call on the name of the Lord. Jesus is saying today, in the same way, you want to give thanks? Well, just like those lepers, gather together. Just like those lepers, notice that Jesus is passing by and call out for his mercy, which is what we do in every Mass. And just like those lepers, let Jesus speak a word to you and apply it to your life. And then fall to your knees and with Jesus give thanks to the Father for all the good that he's done for you. And know this is the proper way to give thanks. Then you can stand up and go and understand this, that your faith has been your saving grace, your salvation, your faith. How many of you know that we need to be in Mass every Sunday? Because we got to give God thanks. Now, some people say, I don't need to go to church. I can just read my Bible and say my prayers all by myself. Don't need nobody. I just talk straight to God. I want you to know what that sounds like to me. That sounds like pride. Pride. Because you know what? I don't care how many spiritual push-ups you do. You can't thank God enough by yourself. I don't care how many Bible verses you read, you can't thank God enough all by yourself. I don't care how loud you sing in the bathroom, you can't sing well enough to really give God proper thanks. Only Jesus can give the Father proper thanks. And you got to come and you got to be with Jesus to really give the Father the thanks he deserves. Someone say amen. You got to take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. And you can't do that in your living room. You can't do that in your bedroom. You can't do that in your bathroom. You got to come to God's house to take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. Only with Jesus can we ever give proper thanks. So, today, the question, how can I ever really thank God enough for all the good he's done for me? The cup of salvation I'll take up and I'll call on the name of the Lord. Some lepers gathered, so have we. Some lepers saw Jesus passing by, so did we. Some lepers cried out, Lord, have mercy, so did we. Some lepers heard a word from Jesus. He quoted the Bible and applied it to their life, so have we. One of those lepers fell to his knees and said, thank you. And Jesus says, you're the man. You're the one who has given proper thanks. Those other 9 lepers, God knows where they went, but they did not come back and give proper thanks. You knew enough to come and kneel in this church today. Someone say, praise the Lord. And with Jesus, give thanks to the Father. You want to be the 1 out of 10, amen? You want to be that in that group that knows how to bend the knee and hear the great prayer of thanksgiving and take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. That's how you give thanks to God. That's the answer to the question. The Bible is clear enough, isn't it? Don't you ever miss a Sunday. If there's 3 feet of snow, all right, you're excused. But in the end, you be in God's house every Sunday, because otherwise, you're not really thanking God properly. The Lord wants to make it clear to us today, and I know I'm repeating myself, but there's an old saying, repetition is the mother of studies. Sometimes you just can't say it once. You got to say it a few times. You say, "You've all right, I've got it, Pastor. I hope you got it, and I hope I've got it, and I hope all of us have it." It's not unclear. If you want to give thanks to God, you're in the right place. Someone say, "Praise the Lord." All right. Amen. We're done.